Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Well, it's Friday, amen, and you have made it to the end of the work week. And so it's time to spend some time with your family, amen, and get ready to go to the house of God on Sunday. Amen. The Marksman Quartet's up. They're going to be singing "Everybody Will Be Happy Over There."
There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon the glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy over there.
We will shout and sing his praises. Everybody will be happy over there. There we'll meet the one who saved us and who's kept us by his grace and who's brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy over there.
We will shout and sing his praises. Everybody will be happy over there.
Yeah, man. Well, that's the Marksman Quartet. We appreciate them singing for us today. I tell you what, let's do one more, and we'll give you a song here, amen, from the Justice family, God's Amazing Grace. I love this song. It's a blessing to me, and hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today.
When I was lost in my sins, I remember well that night when the Lord sins are made. Rejoicing, everything's all right, 'cause in my heart I know that I am saved. Now I long to do God's will. Yes, I know I fail him still, but I'm so glad his grace never will. And I thank the Lord for the glorious night, the blessed Holy Ghost
Yeah, man, that's the Justice family. Amen. We appreciate them. What a blessing that they are. Amen. They live close to us up here in the mountains, and we appreciate the Justice family. Amen. Well, I want to give you just a small thought today, and we're probably not going to get too deep into scriptures at all today, but I want to give you just a simple thought. The text that we're going to be using today is out of Matthew chapter number 23, and it's verse number 37. And the Bible speaks about this, "I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not." I want to deal today with a lesson from a chicken. A while back, I was down there working. We've got 21 chickens here at the house, and we enjoy them. They're a blessing to us. And while I was down there working with the chickens one day, I began to notice there were some things that I feel like that we can learn from these chickens. One of the things that I learned was there's about four different processes that you have. The first thing you have is feeding. Then you have the collecting of the eggs. Then there's the packaging of the eggs. Then there's distributing that goes into it. So I'll say this to you today. I got to thinking about this, and I guess if there was going to be a mission statement over my chicken coop, it would have to say something like this. If I feed the chickens, they will eventually feed me. And I got to thinking about that spiritually. Isn't that true? If we'll feed ourselves spiritually, eventually, praise God, we'll get to a place where the Spirit of God's feeding us. Amen. And we have to put in some things. When you're feeding chickens, you have to, it's a daily procedure. You can't just feed them one day and not feed them the next. You've got to continuously feed those chickens or they'll starve to death and they won't produce any eggs. And so that's the way it is with us spiritually too. And we've got to be fed daily on the Word of God. We've got to pray daily. And we've got to do some spiritual things or else we'll starve to death spiritually. Now, the first process that I see is this feeding the chickens. Now, this is going to take some time. You start out with these small little chicks, and eventually those chickens grow up and they begin to produce eggs. But you don't start out, getting eggs right off the bat. No, there's a long time of feeding and watering. But eventually, if you'll feed those chickens, eventually what you'll find is this, they'll produce some eggs. Churches, may I say to you, don't give up on your Sunday school programs. Don't give up on those things where you're feeding your chickens, or feeding your people, excuse me, not chickens, but feeding your people. Don't give up on those things. Amen. Don't give up on your young people. Amen. Continue to feed and water and develop those things in the house of God. I think that this feeding is like it's taking place by hearing the Word of God preached. We grow when we hear God's Word preached. We grow in the things of God. And when we hear that Word, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The second procedure in the chicken process, or the chicken business, I guess, would be the collecting of the eggs. We go down there, and we've got this place where we just open a box up, and we just put the eggs right into a basket, amen, and it's all clean, it's good, amen. I just like it that way. And so we get in there, and we take a pail or a bowl, and we'll get in there, and we'll collect all them eggs, and it's just almost like it's payday. Amen. It's all of that work that you put into it just seems like it's payday, because I'll tell you, if there's anything that I can learn from a chicken, it's this: you've got to have some feeding that goes on, but then there's going to be some laying that takes place, and you're going to be able to receive some eggs, some production from those eggs. Amen. And we've got this old chicken in the coop there, and she's just kind of mean to all the rest of them. She's an old hen, and she just got a bad attitude. And I'll bring them outside sometimes, and they'll come around my feet, and I'll feed them some scratch feed. And she always seems to be hitting the heads of the other ones. She's one that I've had for a very long time. And this old hen, what's sad about this is she's non-productive. She doesn't lay any eggs anymore, and she's non-productive. And so what I'm saying is sometimes in the feeding process, sometimes in the collecting process, you're going to have some people that's all the time just just eating up everything, and they're never putting anything out. Watch them folk, amen. Watch them folk. Guard yourselves against those folks. Then the third process is this, the packaging of the eggs. This is where we get ready for the distribution process. And sometimes it's good for us to, when we go to packages, this is where we get organized. It's where we take our some things that God's been dealing with us about. We begin to organize them into thoughts, and we begin to process them. This is where you take the message that's been given to you and that message that the preacher's been preaching on. What you'll do with that message is this. You apply it to your life. You organize it into your thought process. You organize it throughout your life, and you begin to do something about it. Then the fourth process with this lesson from a chicken is then the distribution of the eggs. The Bible said in Matthew 28:19, it said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Friend, I want to tell you something. Take the word of God and be like these eggs. And take not don't just keep them for your own house. Take what you've heard. Take what you've collected. And then give out to other people. That's beneficial. That's getting the gospel out. We've looked at the feeding, which represented that of the hearing. We've looked at the collecting, taking what you've heard and giving it to others. We've looked at the packaging. That's a place where you organize your thoughts and how that you're going to give out, how you're going to distribute. It speaks of that of preparation. Then we talked about the distribution of the eggs. That's our mission programs, amen. That's where we get our missions out, and it goes into the uttermost parts of the world, amen. You know, I'm thankful that here at the house we've been able to learn some things from our chickens. The other day I was out there, and I opened the door to the chicken coop, and these guys have taught me lots of things. And I opened the door of the chicken coop, and here they come. They come running out there, and I begin to call them, and I say, "Come on now, come on out. It's time to come out." And they'll come out of there, man. I mean, tell you, they're just running wide open. And these chickens are amazing. They'd come around up my, get around my feet. And I got to thinking, hey, praise God, whenever the door's open and the Lord comes back again and I hear the trumpet sound, there's one place that I know that this little old man's going to be. I'm going to be there at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to magnify his holy name. And you know, I know that we're not chickens today, but I do know this, that I sure do see some things we can learn from a chicken. I hope it's been a blessing to you today. Thank God we've tried to be an encouragement. And you know, I thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast. It's a blessing to me. I've met a lot of different friends along the way. And I just tell you, I hope you have a good weekend. God bless you. Hope to see you back here this way next week. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.